It beckons to me, this quiet, sacred space. The Convent of the Blessed Virgin Mary, reads the arched sign above the door. There's precious little peace and quiet in a mother's life. But here I am, standing unexpectedly at the entrance to this chapel. The open doors draw me in. I don't even try to resist. Once inside, I take a deep breath, desperate for life. My spirit wills my body to relax, my mind to leave thoughts of shopping lists and toddler discipline at the door. I take it all in, accept the invitation, and welcome the surprise of solace. Protestant that I am, I fumble uncertainly with the holy water at the doorway. I'm so grateful for this gift of sacred space, I don't even know how to approach it. I begin to walk through the gorgeous empty room. My senses are bombarded in a totally different way than normal. No cacophony of children, no piles of work to do, no phone beeping and twitching in my back pocket. Instead, light and color, candles and incense, tapestries and stained glass, the bread and the wine, the loaves and the fishes. As I walk, I study the stained glass windows, each one in order, leading to the next, telling a story. The first shows the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary, telling her she has been chosen of God, explaining what is to come, the most unexpected of surprise pregnancies. Yet Mary responds with surrender and submission. I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Luke chapter 1, verse 38, ESV. This grips me powerfully, from one pregnant woman to another. We have so little control over our lives, over the things we hold dear. Everything irrevocably changes over a few drops of monthly blood, or the lack of it. Our task is to listen, wait, and accept, to surrender. In the hidden womb of the Spirit, this is the beginning, or the end, of everything. In the second window, Mary holds the newborn baby Jesus. What isn't depicted in the sharp lines of the glass is the extended story, but I can readily fill in the details. The hours that came before the serenity. The knife edge between life and death. The blood and the water. What an astonishing thought. This messiest of human moments is when God breathed his first breath. Then the third window. Mary and Joseph finally find their son who ran off, unbeknownst to them, to teach in the temple. I see in her face the anxiety, relief, bafflement. My spirit cries out with the realization of the task now ahead.